Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Bringing entertainment gifts, you know? But before we get things started, we got to say what's up to the L.A. crew. What up, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Look at us.
I know.
The rumors are true. Me and Heidi are starting a peppermint gang. So here's what we got. Our network's going to be handing out extra checks to reality stars for good behavior. And Halle Berry is in the hot seat over a recent comment. And we go thirst trapping with Madonna, Chrissy Teigen, and more. But first, Portia, what you got?
Baby! Looks like Tiffany Haddish did the big chop, and she gave all of her fans a front row seat by streaming it live.
Yes.
Okay, so during a live stream, Tiffany grinned as she cut off her dreadlocks, y'all. And she didn't just cut them off like, okay, short. She cut them at the root, okay? So that is considered the big chop. Yeah, and then she had her friend later on get some real clippers and give her like a buzz clip, which completed the transformation.
I'm seeing a remake of G.I. Jane with Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
I
want
to see that. Navy SEAL with Tiffany Haddish.
Now, Brett, a lot of women who cut their dreads, they often, you know, get like, oh, it's something going on. We need to call and check on sis. Do you think this happens and why?
I think that Tiffany just felt like doing something. She may have been making a statement for whatever reason. But yeah, every time people do something like this, they feel like, oh, she's crazy. It's Britney Spears. She needs to talk to a therapist. She needs to do something.
Right.
I feel like Tiffany didn't feel like she was bothered or anything at all. She was like, I'm cutting my hair and I'm doing it live for y'all. And this is just a statement or whatever I want to do. She didn't seem bothered, unhappy, irritated, crazy, or nothing. She wanted to cut her hair to see her scalp, to see her roots, and that's what she did. I'm not mad at her.
Did
do what you want.
She looks happy.
It's her damn
hair. Did y'all hear the last thing she said? Yeah. She said, and guess what? I'm still cute and your man still want me. I said, oh,
hello. It pays to do the right thing. Now, Portia, reportedly networks are not only going the extra mile to hire PIs to check reality stars' social media accounts for things like racism, they're also taking it a step further by paying stars bonuses for good behavior, girl.
Nice.
Now, maybe you're wondering why the sudden change, since arguing and fighting makes a good show. But according to a source, the networks want to limit the talent from racial slurs on social media and stop castmates from fighting. Oh my God. Now, Portia, do you think that that bonus check will get reality stars to follow the rules and finally stop fighting?
Mm. Yeah, it will. Because guess what? The checks is what they was fighting for in the first place, okay?
Hello?
Pay them to be nice, you will have a whole different show. I don't think it's going to need to be called Love and Hip Hop no more. Maybe like Gospel and Praise. But I don't know if Love and Hip Hop is going to survive that, okay? Now, see, on my show, I should just be rich because I have completely turned a new leaf.
Okay, that's what I said, girl. Me too.
Yeah.
You're a mom now, Portia.
Yeah, I'm a mama now. I'm sweet. Yeah.
Now, this is the beginning of the end. And you have to have that in reality
conflict.
Shows. This will be like, remember when we used to have reality shows? Because you might change the show completely, but then it's going to suck with everyone being nice to each other. No one wants to hear good news. This is a bad news world.
Yeah, y'all remember when Jerry Springer decided to stop showing the actual fights, and he would just show them argue, right. And then turn the camera. Man. I was
and then his show's so over. Boring.
I was like, I want to.
We stopped knowing he was on TV after that point. Like, imagine a show like Chewy. Bad Girls Club, when you watched Bad Girls Club just to watch them do bad, terrible things.
Yeah,
they
were. Yeah.
Can you imagine watching Maury Povich and the only interviews Happy Families?
Guys that actually are happy that they're the dad.
People who are planning together.
Yeah,
happy.
Please let me be the daddy.
No,
everybody the father.
All right, everyone, it's time for our first victim to step to the thirst trapping stage is Portia's fellow housewife cast member, Ms. Cynthia Bailey.
Wow. Yes. Cynthia Bailey.
She shared some snaps of herself enjoying a pool day. So look at these and you decide if that's a thirst trap or not.
Cynthia, definitely thirst trapping.
Ms. Bailey, if you're nasty. Okay.
Like, looking like that, I'm waiting for her to drop an album.
I mean,
yeah, right?
I mean, she's a thirst trap, but so what?
To me, listen, she's thirst trapping. This lady is 53 years old. Anytime you over 50 and you look this damn good, it ain't a thirst trap. It's just showing you what I got and what I'm working with at
that's
this age.
True.
Yeah, Brat, I think I'm going to change my mind, too, because I think it would be a thirst trap if she came out in some stilettos. But she's in some slides and one and barefoot another.
And the slides don't even match. She's not trying. She's doing this effortlessly, y'all.
All right, guys. Well, simmer down. Now, next up, we have my girl, Chrissy Teigen, who recently had her breast implants removed. And so this is the first picture we are seeing of her with her natural tatas. Now, she captioned the picture in this beautiful little two-piece. First two-piece in a long, long time. Hi, what do y'all think? Is this a thirst trap or what?
No, not this time.
She is not thirst trapped, and she's showing up. I got the surgery. I took them out. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I look good. And she's just displaying all that. She's displaying all that beautifulness, man. All that beauty. I love it, man. I love it. Go ahead, Chris.
Those elbows down, though, do give it a strategic push together to make them look like they're still, like, you know, holding them.
Mm-hmm.
How you know? Hey, Craig, don't be telling no secrets.
Okay, damn.
I've been studying booby traps for years.
Well, it seems that Madonna loves to express herself.
Of course.
She just recently posted a topless photo of herself on Instagram wearing just a bucket hat, some black underwear, and gold bracelets while on crutches. So do you think, now keep in mind, Frank, Madonna is 61 years old. Number one, is it a thirst trap? Number two, is she too old to do pictures like this?
I think she looks good. I will give her that. I think the accessories are a bad choice. I think the only person to look good in that hat is a snowman. And the meth fitting panties are just a little bit too odd and weird. You know what I mean? I know, but they're looking to fit her
right.
They're
too tight. They're making her muffiny.
She's 61. She's got a bad hip. You leave her alone, all right? Damn it. All right. All right. We've been chopping it up about the ladies, but there's some celebrity sons showing off the worldly possessions for the gram. Check this out. Cuba Gooding's son, actor Mason Gooding, claims he ran out of ideas to post on the gram, so he decided to show everyone his ink. Take a look. Is he thirst trapping, y'all?
First of all, I didn't even know Cuba Gooding Jr. had a son. So
Same. I like this child. You know why? Because he did not use his dad's fame at all. Like, he's a grown-ass man, and we're just finding out he's alive, you know?
Right.
That's great.
Never heard of him in my life.
Never heard of him. It's so not a thirst trap. He really looks like a cool-ass, down-low type of cool guy.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. got his mom pregnant on that cruise ship.
Yeah.
The gay cruise?
Boat trip.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the end they could see.
All right. Well, up next, find out what caused Halle Berry to have a change of heart in a particular movie role. We'll have more on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. In a recent interview, Halle Berry said that she wanted to play a transgender man, someone born female who transitions to male in an upcoming movie. All right, check this out, y'all. While people were quick to say that the role should have gone to a trans actor rather than someone who is cisgender, which means they stayed with the gender they were assigned to at birth. And Holly was quick to apologize on Twitter. She was quoted saying, as a cisgender woman, I now understand that I should not have considered this role and that the transgender community should undeniably have the opportunity to tell their own stories, end quote. Wow, Heidi, most people say that white actors shouldn't play people of color. Do you think this is the same thing for cisgender actors playing trans characters? What do you think?
Well, listen, I think they should definitely be in the conversation. I think they should definitely be in the audition process. Maybe the transgender actor, oddly enough, may not be the best for the role. I don't know, but I think they need to be in the conversation to say, so that when it does come out and somebody can speak out and go, actually, I was up for that. I did audition for that. Right. But that doesn't automatically make you perfect, or it doesn't make a transgender a great actor.
Right. It doesn't make the movie a great movie. I mean, if you're going to be a transgender actor, then you need to be able to play the part. You need to be able to carry the movie. I mean, because in Boys Don't Cry, that young lady, she killed that part, and she was a woman.
Hillary Swank. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Portia, but Halle Berry can afford to turn down roles. She's been doing this for a while. What about a cisgender actor that's not known yet? What do you think she should have turned down the role if an unknown actor takes this on?
I feel like if it was an unknown actor, she would not turn down the role because she would feel like she's going to do the role justice, etc. You know, it's a privilege to be able to turn these roles down, especially if it's a big movie like this.
But I think that we can all understand how hard it is to turn down a role. Look at how much weight we've gained during this quarantine. I can't turn down a role. Can you turn down a role?
No.
A cinnamon roll you can't turn down.
I haven't turned down not one.
So exes Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani, yes, they were married from 2002 to 2016. It seems like forever ago.
Right.
They have three sons together. And in a recent interview with The Guardian, Gavin was asked what the most embarrassing moment was. What is his most embarrassing moment? And Gavin's answer was this: the gross and lopsided specter of the crumbling of my marriage.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Gavin allegedly cheated on Gwen with the nanny. And remember, the nanny was starting to dress exactly like Gwen.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It's like the hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Yeah. So now, of course,
what?
Gwen Stefani's moved on. She's with Blake Shelton and Gavin.
Now that's the most embarrassing thing. She's with Blake Shelton.
Now, Gavin is dating a Russian model. Her name is Natalie Golba, a.k.a. Natasha. Now, Frank, his new girlfriend has two names. You think Gwen Stefani looks at this girl as you're looking at her now? There's a picture over there. You think Gwen Stefani jealous, insecure at all?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You never want
your ex to actually have somebody who is hot or even, you know, equal on your level. You know what I'm saying? She wanted him to end up with somebody hideous.
Oh.
But not this woman, this Russian model who's naughty. Natasha. I mean, she is fantastic. She's a chef. She's gorgeous. She's got a company called Naughty Delicious.
Yeah,
it's a match made in heaven. They're soulmates, and this is why. He's from Bush, and she's Naughty Delicious. Those are two things combined to the perfect thing right now. Bush and Naughty Delicious.
Well, I guess, I mean, as much as I'd love to fight with you right now, Frank, I don't believe I can.
Yes, my favorite snack. Up next, Andrew Freund talks to Charlize Theron and the cast of the Netflix movie The Old Guard, coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here getting ready to sit down with Charlize Theron and the cast of the new Netflix action film, The Old Guard.
These are extraordinary individuals. They are extremely resistant to capture.
They're going to lock us up and weaponize us. But they've never faced an army like ours.
First question for Charlize is, what does one take to be a badass and become part of the old guard? What are the skills and qualities one should have?
Tenacity, resilience, a good sense of humor and camaraderie. I don't know, like maybe not being too shabby with some weaponry skill.
That could help. Kicking ass.
Yeah.
Let's say you were immortal. Is there a decade that you would like to go back and live if you could go back and live a decade? Which one would you want to go back to and why?
So I gauge this purely on like medical information. I don't want to live in a period before there was anesthesia.
That's valid. That's 100%.
Listen, I don't want to have a surgery where you can't knock me out.
I'd love to go back to the 70s, actually. The fashion, and I just think you know, the music and the, I don't know, pride around Blackness at that time. I'd love to be a part of that.
On the flip side, Charlize, and you're going to love this question, because I'm going to give you three former co-stars for you to be immortal with. Who are those three people, Charlize, that you have to, you're going to have to live forever with them?
Oh, I have to pick them?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, Frances McDormand, and Seth Rogen?
Sure. I mean,
you'll have a good laugh.
That's true. Kiki, kind of talk to me about the stunts in the film, because obviously you two kick ass and all that stuff. But I want to know how much of that is you and everybody else. And then I want to know is after you guys wrap for the day, what do you guys do to unwind?
A lot of baths with Epsom salts, okay? soaking out the soreness. But no, we did a lot of preparation in advance, you know, really, you know, training our bodies, preparing for, you know, how physically demanding it was so that when we got on set, you know, we feel a lot more comfortable. I feel like the stunt team was more attentive to taking care of myself than I was sometimes. I'm like, I want to do it all. And our stunt team is just like, girl, there are professionals for this.
I think that it was the skill level, just the technique, as is a character who is a skilled martial arts expert. You know, she's lived for over 6,000 years and she's mastered every martial art out there, which is just inconceivable. That was difficult. We had to really zone in on where my strengths were and what we could focus on to kind of tell that story where technique really shined, because in most of my action films, even in Atomic Blonde, where there's a lot of, like, you know, there's style fighting, there's hand-to-hand combat, it's always kind of driven by a need to just survive. So, you know, a pot and a pan and a hose and, like, things come in handy. But in this case, this was a character who was just so technique-based that I couldn't necessarily... I mean, the most feedback I got all the time was, like, don't make it look so hard. Not necessarily. It's really f-ing hard.
Yeah, it looks f-ing hard. So
yeah,
bow down to you guys. Thank you so much. The film was awesome.
Thanks a million.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it's time for a new segment on the show that we like to call Portia's Baby Report! Portia's Baby Report.
Hold on, I am not pregnant.
Oh, no?
No, I'm just simply telling y'all about celebrities and their babies. Got it?
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
All right.
So now, when finding out you're having a baby, of course, one of the biggest things of trying to think of a beautiful name for this new bundle of joy, right? Well, Carson Daly and his wife named their baby girl Goldie Go-Go Patricia, and Diplo and Javon King named their son Pace. Cute. But it seems like Usain Bolt may need to get another gold medal, y'all. His daughter's name just might be the best baby name of 2020. Now, are y'all ready for it? So
what
their baby
it?
Name is Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Yo!
I love it.
That girl gonna be an Avenger.
I know.
That's so creative.
Timmy and her friend Cassie were so creative. I love that name. What do y'all think?
I think it's a dope name.
It's perfect. I love it. Lightning Bolt. That is so cute.
All right, now, Headcrack and Brat. Usain is obviously an Olympic gold medal winner. So is Serena Williams, and her daughter's middle name is Olympia. So being that you're both rappers, would you think about incorporating something from the rap world into your kids' names? Headcrack and Brat?
Yes. I would. My child name will have all of my names, honey. Her name would be Legacy Shantae Dupart, okay? Shantae is my first name, and Dupart is my baby's last name.
Okay.
Yes, honey. Carry on the legacy of your parents, darling.
Okay, I'm just excited to hear baby talk coming out of Brat, because any other time, she would just talk about her dog. So I'm here for this.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.